FCC.
Penicillin.
Oh, yeah. And keep it locked right here. Coming up, Monday Night Madness. Yours truly, WV. The Waymaker. And special guest, the Melodic Princess. So kick that glass, you don't want to miss this. You know I had mentioned Derek the Chainsman Smith earlier. That's right, that bad man. So I am proud to announce, here it is. Oh yeah.
I hear you've been looking. I know you've been searching. And you're frustrated because you can't find what you want. But let me just say this here. Listen.
Here it is. Somebody who will touch your heart and ease your troubled mind. You've been looking everywhere, searching high and low. Still can't find satisfaction. You don't know where to go, baby. Here it is.
I see you, baby, and I'm gonna help you spread.
here it is.
The choice is yours.
You ain't got to look no more. Here it is. And I mean the Buzz Studio W, the Buzz, this broadcast you're listening to right now. Ladies and gentlemen, hey, welcome to the club. Hey, welcome to a brand new edition of Monday Night Madness. I'm getting a little feedback. All right. I'm getting a little feedback. Let's find where it's coming from. Oh no, all right. Hey, Princess. Okay. If you have any, external speakers playing, we'll get feedback that way. Okay. All right. So anyway, welcome to a brand new set. We've got the Waymaker, my main man, my co-host. You looking sharp, brother. Huh?
Hey, we got the princess. We got the princess tonight.
We got the princess. Hey, princess. Hey, adjust your camera. We need to see your pretty face. Oh, that's much better.
Is that better?
Much better. How are you?
Okay.
How are you, guys?
I tilt it up for my meeting so that I don't have to look my CEO in the eyes. So I'll just be like, you know, I try to hide myself so that way when we have our meetings, he don't call on me.
Oh, yeah. nothing personal though, right? Nothing personal. No,
nothing personal.
Oh no, not personal. Okay, you just don't want to be bothered. I understand that. But anyway,
No, it's nothing. Not when I'm half the work. I don't. I'm just.
Okay, princess. Oh my God, you're called the melodic princess.
Yes, now, the melodic princess.
Now, no one can tell your story better than you can. Who are you? We know that you are an up-and-coming aspiring. Well, the audience doesn't know that. The Waymaker and I do. Tell us a little bit about you, and then I have some questions. Who are you?
Okay. Well, I'm the melodic princess. I am a new upcoming artist. I'm from Mississippi. And I just like to sing. I have a 21-year-old son. I'm a sister. I'm a daughter. I'm a cook. I'm a lot of things.
Right. Okay.
But more so less, I am a singer.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. And you said you're a cook, too. So that means that you know that you can cook.
Oh, indeed. I'm from the South.
Oh, my. See, I'm up in Richmond, Virginia. And see, I was corrected months ago, Waymaker. I think it was you and Miss B, right? Told me, you know, that I don't know anything about the South. I'm Richmond, Virginia. I thought that was, you know, I know it's right there on the border, but have we been kicked out of the South? Is that what you're telling me?
Absolutely.
But you guys are teasing me with that food dinner. I'm going to have to come to Mississippi. Hey, Princess, what part of Mississippi are you from?
I was born and raised in a city called Fayette, Mississippi.
Okay. Fayette, Mississippi.
I am 24 miles from Natchez, Mississippi.
Okay. Waymaker is from Biloxi. How close are you to him?
I am maybe like 2 hours away from Biloxi.
Wow. Wow. There are so many cities in Mississippi. Throughout my studies, well, I'm not going to say I'm an expert in geography, okay? But I've been to many parts of the country and the many cities within states of the country. And Mississippi has to have more small towns with crazy names that nobody in the world ever heard. Oh my God. I had a friend that was from Boogie Bottom, Mississippi. Do you know where that is?
Absolutely not. I do not know what Boogie Bottom, Mississippi is.
No, you can't make this up. You can't make this up. Now, we all know that David Ruffin, he was from Why Not. Wasn't he from Why Not?
Why Not, Mississippi.
Okay, folks, I mean, where you come from with these names? I don't get it. But anyway, Melodic Princess, we're so pleased to have you on tonight. I just met you a couple of days ago, yesterday, I believe. And you seem so delightful. So this is what we're going to do, because we want to keep you on as long as we can, because when we come back, I'm going to have some questions about, you know, growing up, you know, and when did you decide that you wanted to sing? When did you know that you were going to sing?
Are there singers in your family? We just don't want to know it all. We want to expose you to the world because Waymaker.
Absolutely.
What is this all about?
This is the place where talent meets the world.
That's it.
So it's absolutely essential that the world know about the princess.
Absolutely.
Another thing, she said she was from Fayette. If I'm not mistaken, Megar Everett was either from Fayette or close around. Is I'm correct?
Well, his brother, Charles Everett, was the mayor of Fayette.
Okay. I knew it was some kind of ties there to Megar Everett. It was Charles Everett.
Right.
That was the male player. Absolutely.
Okay. And Princess, learn more about me, I love giving cliffhangers. We're not going to play your music just yet. Okay. We want to warm this up a little bit. You know, we have two songs.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to stretch this time out as much as I can. So, you know, when we opened the broadcast, I was playing a song by a really, really, really good friend of mine. Okay, and that's Derek the Change Man Smith. And I have to, each and every show, Waymaker will tell you, when we open up the show or sometime during this broadcast, I always acknowledge this man. Not only is he a brilliant talent, but he's also a really, really good guy. He's a real person. And because of him, I met the Waymaker. And because of the Waymaker, I met you. You see how this works?
Absolutely.
Oh, look, so I got to drop this one by him, and I'm predicting that this song right here is going to go high on the charts around the world, and we're going to do everything we can, right, Waymaker, to make sure it gets there.
Absolutely.
This one.
Oh,
man.
Come on.
Good Lord. I'm going to have to turn off my camera. I got to turn off my camera right now. Oh, man.
Come on.
I can't
man.
Ignore.
You better ask somebody.
What
wow.
I feel.
Good Lord.
Come on.
I try to tell myself that what I feel ain't real. I cried about it. I lied. To tell you the truth, I almost died about it. Oh, baby, I'm still crazy. I'm
crazy about
still
you.
Still crazy about you. I know you moved on. You got a new family. I heard you got three kids. And they say your oldest boy looks like me. I heard that you're doing good. On your job, you got a promotion. But I hope that man is treating you good. Giving you love and devotion. But oh, before I give you
this,
I'll leave all this craziness alone. But if there's half a chance, I just have to try before I close the door. Close the door and tell you goodbye. Still crazy, I am crazy about you. I wanna testify
and express myself. I gotta say that I'm just crazy about you. Lord, I'm still crazy about you. I don't understand how that man been with you this long. Oh, yes. And haven't changed your last name. I don't understand it. Good God Almighty. I heard you got his kids, but still, he ain't changed your last name. Ooh, baby. If he had taken you down to the altar, I wouldn't bother you. Oh, baby. If he'd even taken you down to the courthouse, I wouldn't bother you. God Almighty, there's still a chance. I want you to know there's still a chance. You may be, now this is crazy.
Hey, Emma. That jam.
Crazy. Let me tell you what I've been going through. Let me tell you what I've been going through. Baby, your picture is in my wallet. Behind my driver's license. Just the other day, I almost ran in the back of somebody. And in my dresser drawer, in the bottom drawer, there are pictures of you and I. And sometimes when I'm feeling low, sometimes when I'm feeling down, I look at your pictures when we went to the county fair. And I warn you, your favorite pink teddy bear. How crazy. I know it sounds after all this time that I'm out of my mind. But if you have anything left for me, if you have anything left for me, tell me. Now tell me. Come on, go in.
Oh, I think we need to drop the mic on that. There needs to be a discussion. There needs to be a hearing. Yeah. That song right there. Is anyone trying to tell me? Is anyone trying to tell me that that song does not belong on the top of the charts everywhere?
Everywhere. Everywhere. That's a hit on top of a hit.
And Waymaker, our job is to, get it there. This is what we do. Where talent meets the road. And Princess, this is what we do. And we have a show. This one right here is Monday Night Madness. And I'm going to take a few minutes because we've got to get back to more music and we don't want to talk about you. Okay. We want to talk about you and your appearance here tonight. It's a pleasure meeting you. The energy is great. Ladies and gentlemen, kick back, grab a glass. You're about to enjoy the next 2 hours of pure excitement. I don't know whether you can stand this or not. I think we need to charge. We'll talk about that later, okay?
So we gotta figure out some kind of price.
Yeah,
I got my drink if you don't.
Subscribe while it's free. And you can do that by going to subscribe while it's free. I'm telling you, go to studio.w.buzz. Okay, Google it. You can do that. They've got all these kind of ways you can reach it. Studio W. Don't forget the W. StudioW.buzz. And guess what? You can check us out and hear us anywhere around the globe. Out there in the stratosphere. I don't care. All right. The app is brand new. Well, actually about a year old or not, a year and a half. And it is from your Apple App Store. Download Studio. .w from Apple studio.w Android and Princess, you know a little bit about this. is Simply Studio W. That's a story. I don't know whether you want to tell it or not. I'll let you bring it up, okay? We'll talk about that later. But she has it. It is Studio W via Android. And we're available on Alexa, Google Play, Apple CarPlay. You have no excuse. This is the baddest thing. And D.A. will attest to this. Because
what?
When I first met him, okay, he was supposed to be on for a 15-minute interview. Now it's 3 weeks later, and he's a co-host on two of my shows. And again, you're a bad man, D.
Hey, that's what happened, baby. Once you run across the waymaker, you realize he's not only a waymaker, he's a lumberjack. I go through the jungle and chop down trees just to pave a way.
Oh, look here. And you're already with me, sir. Brother. Got one more by Derek the Change Man. Oh, got to do this. Before we go to his other music, because I'm trying to hold off, and not too late, the Princess, your songs that we have here. And I really want to, and without struggles here, I want to extend this interview for various reasons, because you have a lot to talk about. And we have a couple of songs by you. And okay, all right, let me confess. I'm teasing the audience a little bit. All right, you guys got that. All right, okay. All right, I just admitted it. I'm guilty. So, when did you start singing?
I started singing when I was 6.
Wow. You can't get away with just, I started singing when I was 6. Why at the age of 6? And what inspired you to do so?
I started singing at 6 because I figured, you know, I was in this stage of learning and developing, and I spent a lot of time. I kid you not. I spent a lot of time in church. I'm a preacher's kid.
Okay.
I'm a preacher's kid. Not only am I a preacher's kid, I just come from a long family history of ministers,
mm-hmm.
bishops. And so a lot of my time in my youth and my childhood was spent in church.
Okay.
And so I developed a passion for singing there. Just basically getting up in church, making up songs, and making them up to the point that my grandfather had to sit me down.
Oh.
Yeah.
At the age of 6. Are you telling me?
At the age of 6.
Are you telling me at the age of 6? You were showing off in church.
Showing off in church. Basically would come out of Sunday school.
Oh.
And I mean, it could be something just at the spur of a moment. It could be like flowers on the outside. And I would get up in church and felt led to sing about the flowers.
Wow.
I love that.
Yeah. She's been creative all her life then.
Just literally making up stuff and just flowing with it.
You know, wow. Ironically, in different forms, on different platforms that we have, because ladies and gentlemen, if you listen to this broadcast, you'll find out that this is a variety radio station. And Waymaker and I, we're going to break down to you what we're doing tonight on Monday Night Madness and what we are doing on Wednesday nights. Ladies and gentlemen, you do not want to miss Wednesdays. I'm enjoying Monday with you, Princess, and this is going to get gooder and gooder. Okay?
And gooder.
And gooder. All right, look. Go ahead, Way.
Yeah, and the amazing thing of it, Melody, Princess, you are our first person since I've been co-hosting this show, which is the first night that you're the first artist. Period. So you're making history tonight.
Isn't that
so? And so don't take this lightly, because it's not. Because you is actually kicking off another show of things we doing as far as talent meet the world. And I must tell you, WB, when I heard this, I was just fumbling through the Facebook.
Okay.
And I heard this voice.
What? Oh.
And some said, whoa, wait a minute.
Okay.
I just heard the voice. And we start communicating at that point. So, I'm excited about what you finna turn the world on to, and what the world gonna see and hear what I heard.
You know,
I definitely have a lot.
And can I kind of piggyback on that a little bit, Waymaker?
Please.
The songs that you hear on my sister says you have a beautiful voice. She hasn't heard your singing voice, so she must love your speaking voice. And so let me stop right there. Let me put a period right there. My sister, MOC, the only sister that I have six brothers and one sister.
Wow.
5 years ago, Emma, correct me if I'm wrong, she turned me on to Southern Soul.
Wow.
Now, I knew from the perspective of a Johnny Taylor, you know, these cats, you know, that genre of music, that's what I knew. But I didn't know anything about Pokey Bear. I didn't know anything about TK Soul. I didn't know anything about Jeta Jones, which is going to be on here, this network, ladies and gentlemen, this week, Wednesday night.
Yes.
Jeta Jones, that's right, the Kang. I'm saying the Kang, K-A-N-G, of the Trail Ride.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm too excited right here. Hey, I need to have my engineer turn the AC up a little bit. Come on, it's getting a little warm. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. And we've got the Princess on tonight. But Princess, let's get back to you, and then I'm going to drop some more songs, okay?
Okay,
I'm going to drop some more. So at the age of six, you're just singing. You're going along with your God gifting natural talent to expose who you are at that age. And the reason why I'm going with this is so many of us have been victim of, and our children are going through and being victims of us right now because somebody's holding back their talent.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, don't do that. Don't do that here. Yeah. You ain't supposed to, you can't.
Yes.
You'll never be.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we'll be back with more of this. Princess, we got more to talk about at the age of six. She's showing off already, ladies and gentlemen. Just showing off. I love it. I love it. Be yourself. We got to do this.
So, absolutely.
Now, do I have to drop this one right here? Hey, Waymaker.
Go ahead. I'm waiting.
Did I have to do this? Huh?
And I got my sis.
Yeah, Emma, I hear you. Sir Charles Jones. Wendell B. Yeah, Emma, I know, darling. You turn me on to all of them. A woman's gotta have it. Waymaker, this is Monday Night Madness.
And you're listening to Miss Connie.
But that's right. It's Connie Mo.
Cause if you don't, your woman, you will easily lose all the now. You had a love and you lost her. And no one can help you through the pain that it cost her. A woman's gotta have it every time, boy. She's gotta know that she's needed all around. Huh? You gotta make her feel it. Yes, you do, boy. She's gotta know that she's not a walking on shaking ground. Oh, yeah. Think it over.
Think it over.
You gotta think it over, boy.
Woo!
You might find a tear trace. Maybe the girl may never say a mumbling word, but you gotta make sure that her voice is heard. Oh, now you had love and you lost her. What about the pain that it cost you?
what you do for me and all, but at the end of the day, I have needs too. I need you.
You got to give her what she wants when she wants it.
You got to give her what she wants when she wants.
Listen, I got your text earlier, yeah. And I know you're very stressed out over your situation at work.
Yeah, that lady almost got it today. She almost got it.
Well, don't you worry, because I got something very special for you.
You trying to do Netflix and chill tonight?
Nah, girl, ain't nobody trying to do watch no movie.
Well, there's always something. What are you doing now?
I want you to pay very close attention. Listen.
Go into the bedroom. There's a box on the bed just for you. And I know you're surprised, but there's a dress and some cash for the lashes for your eyes. I put you up around 8, baby. Be ready, I'm excited, and I can't wait. It's been a long time. We need to move. Relax our minds.
I wanna roll with you.
I wanna roll with you, baby. Party all night long. Let's get out groove.
I wanna roll with you.
Oh yeah. To the early morning. Let's get out to step on.
I'll sit here, my babysitter.
I'm gonna take you to your favorite spot for dinner. Then we'll go and dance
to some old school R&B.
Yeah.
Gonna dance the night away.
Yeah.
Maybe just you and me.
Ooh. And when we get back home, baby, we don't need no
TV
or nobody to call our phone. I'm gonna be your dessert, baby.
I know you're watching your weight,
but a little chocolate won't hurt.
I wanna roll with you.
Yeah, party all night long. Let's get out groove.
I wanna roll with you.
I wanna roll with you, baby. To the early morning. Let's get out to step on. You see, I'm not gonna take your love for granted. I remember what it felt like when I didn't have it. I'll celebrate you. I just tolerate you. I'm your husband, yes, and you're my wife. I need you to remember there's nothing more important to me, yes, than to see you happy. Oh, baby,
there's nothing more important to me,
oh, no, than to see a smile on your face. If you got a problem, got a problem, and I'ma help you solve them. Can I tell you again?
If you got a problem, and I got a problem,
and I'ma help you solve them. Yes, I will. If something's bothering you, oh baby, then it's bothering me too.
Derek, the Changed Man Smith, and welcome back. This is Monday Night Madness. And in case you just tuned in, man, oh man, oh man, it's a brand new format. Monday Night Madness has been a thing for almost going on 9 years now.
Wow.
We've always had a Monday Night Madness, and it has evolved from just me. Oh my God. And it was all about building and creating enough content. Tell you a quick story. I'm going to try to do this with less words as possible, okay? We flipped the switch in January. No, actually, it was New Year's Eve 2014. That was the first time that Studio W went on air. And Waymaker, you and I, we've had many conversations about this, but I just want to give the audience just a... Hey, Nigel Perkins. Hey, Nigel. What's Nigel. Going on, brother? Wow. We're going to talk about this. Oh, my, already to have fun. But anyway, roll back a little bit. So I wanted to create a radio station, then found out I had 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it was just me. How in the world... The first couple of nights, I stayed up for 12 hours.
Wow.
That is honest to God true. But I said, I can't do this. I have to get some sleep sometime. Oh, funny. And so then we start building and building and building, adding, subtracting. And now we are here right now. And I'm so proud of all of you. And I'm so proud to have met people like Derek the Changed Man Smith. And especially my co-host on his debut on the brand new Monday Night Madness. And I have
and
to say.
You know, WB, if I must add, first of all, we appreciate your determination and drive and commitment to what your vision was and what you saw in this radio station. Mm-hmm. And due to the fact that you was committed and determined, regardless of what, you was determined to see it through. And we appreciate you for that. Because I do understand when you start on a journey, most time you have to start by yourself. But I always have this one saying that I say all the time to myself. If it's meant to be, it's up to me.
That's it.
If it's meant to be, it's up to me. So I will not use other folks as an excuse to determine my destination.
That's exactly right, my brother. And guess what? I take no prisoners. I have no problem with that because it was my decision to do what I decided to do. Okay. And then I have to discern who's on my side and who's not.
Amen.
Okay. So, hey, I'm going to leave it with that. Let's get back to the princess. Let's get back to a princess. Okay. You're 6 years old and you're causing problems in the church already. Okay.
Yeah, causing problems in the church house.
Yes.
Making up songs.
Yes.
It didn't matter what it was. If I felt led to make it up, I made it up and I sung about it. And I don't think it was quite a few times. Like I said, my grandfather set me down.
But this is okay. But look at the times you got back up.
I kept getting back up.
Wow. You know, and I hope that people that's listening to us right now, that's inspirational, right there, what she just said. She kept getting up, and she did what she thought, and she wasn't doing anything wrong. When you talk about wrong and right, she's exploring her God-given talents. And, folks, I got to say this, Waymaker. Don't let anybody steal your dreams.
No.
Way, you already know. Way, go ahead, bro.
Absolutely, but I'm sure... Her grandfather wasn't trying to steal her dream. It's just was holding up service.
Right.
So, okay. No one like I know her, she was probably holding up service.
Yeah,
you know what?
Me too. Holding okay. up service.
Yes. You know, I would definitely take that. Yeah, you holding up service. Okay. No,
and some of it was relatable content. I remember I said I sung about whatever I was feeling about. So no matter what may have happened that Sunday morning prior to church, I sung about it.
Yeah, you was disturbing the situation.
Yeah. Okay, you know, hey, thanks for correcting that. I got it right now. Sheila, melodic, princess.
Yes.
Okay, we understand you're disturbed. Now, I'm teasing the audience because the next song is yours.
Woo!
Okay.
Moment I've been waiting
I wanted to do this. I wanted to build up. I wanted to build up to the headliner tonight, which is, that's right, but the princess.
What made me so excited, WB, about all these artists that done been on here that I'm connected with in some shape, form, or fashion.
Uh-huh.
It's just them being, I'm part of introducing them to the world. And you part of introducing them to the world. And God knows, ain't no telling where they end up at. Whew. And I pray that they won't forget about us.
Hey, look, they can't, okay, let me just drop this dime on the way. I'm glad you said that. Because, hey guys, I see Yolanda Marshall, uh-oh, Nigel Perkins, Emma C. Brown, okay? And, let's see, also I have, hey, my friend Jackie out of San Antonio, I know you there. Kim Rogers, 7-Up. Okay, who, am I missing? Emma C., I don't name you too many times. My sister, I love her. But, she introduced me, oh my God, to so many. I mentioned it earlier. Yeah, that's right. Let's see, what did she put down? She's been texting all night. I'm trying to do a show here, Emma. Calvin Richardson, Sir Charles Jones, Tucker, Wendell B. And so this is how, and I just fell in love with Southern soul music. And before we drop your song here,